In a Tony suburban section of Omaha, kids at Countryside United Church of Christ are getting ready for the Christmas program. Upstairs in the church's modern, expansive coffee shop, Pastor Eric Elness says this is going to be one of the congregation's last Christmases here.
This is a great place, actually. We've served the neighborhood faithfully for 65 years. We love our building. There's literally no good reason to move whatsoever, except to follow this vision of the Tri-Faith Initiative, which has really absolutely moved our hearts.
And the Tri-Faith Initiative is going in here near the edge of Omaha on this hilly 38-acre plot bisected by a creek. The church will be up on one corner with the mosque on the other, facing a beautiful new synagogue built with stone quarried in Jerusalem. Ari Azriel is rabbi at Temple Israel.
This is something that God wanted us to do a long time ago, and we are completely blinded in doing other things that bring destruction and chaos to the world.
Azriel says Jews, Christians, and Muslims have a history of working together here. On 9/11, he and his congregants helped protect one of the city's mosques. When Temple Israel voted to move to the burbs a decade ago, leaders envisioned a multi-worship campus.
Purposefully. That's the key. Intentionally. This is why it's going to work. Because the people that came around the table intentionally wanted to do it.
Almost a micro do-over of the Middle East.
It's not a very good neighborhood in the Middle East, but Omaha is a unique place where those kind of relationships can exist.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Here in a small suburban office building is the American Muslim Institute, the Islamic leg of the Tri-Faith Stool. Kareem Kaihadi helped establish it in part to promote interfaith cooperation.
This is a challenging time, and I think it's an invitation to work and to love and to educate, and that's what we're doing.
But this temporary mosque doesn't attract many of Omaha's 6,000 or so Muslims, or reflect the anxiety that some of them feel about mixing religions.
I believe this is not a good idea.
Basin Al-Haddad runs the Greenland Market, a Middle Eastern grocery in an Omaha strip mall. And he worries that Tri-Faith could backfire, damaging the civil vibe he enjoys here.
Maybe if something happened like in Israel or like in Iraq or like everywhere, and then maybe they will bring all the problems to America.
Another immigrant, Mark Christian, who converted from Christianity to Islam, worries that setting up a place dedicated to promoting cooperation between Muslims, Christians, and Jews could provoke terrorists.
Is completely against the beliefs of Islam, and it is going to set my community and my city of Omaha as a target for any of those crazy and animal guys out there who wants to target initiatives in places like this.
And that kind of makes it feel right.
That's Doug Duchon, a member of Countryside Church, who says attacking the foundation of extremist separatist ideology isn't just dangerous, it's exhilarating.
It really does. It does reinforce that I think any of the important developments in any faith have happened kind of against the grain. And so I just feel really excited.
Other similar initiatives are underway. One in Berlin would house all three religions in a single building. Pastor Elness says it's part of a growing movement.
Right now, worldwide, what we see, particularly when we look at the three Abrahamic faiths, is that the progressive end of all three of those faiths actually have more in common with each other than they may have in common with the extreme ends in their own faith. And that's a striking phenomenon.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Because all conservative, whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew, believe that God is on their side. So they cannot be wrong. We are willing to accept that we might be wrong.
Sayed Mohiyadeen is a cardiologist who heads the American Muslim Institute. He's excited to complete the Tri-Faith campus, which should happen in the next few years.
So we'll have music. We'll have parties. Food. Food brings everybody together.
Well, once they work out the various dietary restrictions and hundreds of other small issues, the name of the creek running through the middle of campus, for instance, it's called Hell Creek. Rabbi Azriel wants that changed ASAP, but Muhyiddin likes the symbolism. So as members of the Tri-Faith Initiative coalesce around high ideals and a historic mission, the devil may still be in the details. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.